This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, a hump day, baby. And here's what we've got tonight. We got Selena Zito by request, by popular request, like 45 minutes from now. She's the one who's going to tell us, what do all those, quote, flyover states think about the indictment, about the country, about Biden and everything else? That'll be fun. We are going to have a hard talk again about blocking and tackling and our failures. But we have great news, too. And I mean, really, really, really great news. A lot of people are really down and out today about a few different things. And we're going to talk about those in very on-the-nose ways. But there are good things happening. They're just not happening as fast as you want them or as fast as I want them, but they're happening out there right now. I apparently can't own a kangaroo. That's disappointing. We're going to talk about Chicago. Frankly, we're going to feel bad and laugh at Chicago, but we're also going to extend a bit of mercy out there tonight for some of the nut jobs in this society. We have Republicans finally starting to play offense. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Great emails tonight. I may even take funny calls later. Don't worry. Don't call right now. I don't even know what we're going to do later on. I might not. Who knows? Maybe you need to vent tonight. But I'm going to get to a few different things. One, the most horrible thing that happened politically yesterday was not Donald Trump being arraigned by Alvin Bragg in New York City. That was the one that got all the headlines. That was the one that got all the news. That was the sexy thing. It's Trump Tower, it's New York City, it's Alvin Bragg, it's under the big lights, baby. Every single TV channel, everybody talked about that. But what did we tell you, not only last week, but yesterday? What did we tell you was the most important thing happening in America yesterday? What did we say? The Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Wisconsin had a 4-3 majority in the Supreme Court. Yesterday, Daniel Kelly, the Republican who was running, got his doors blown off. In case you're wondering why that matters, why is that important? What does that matter at all? Well, this was Scott Pressler. Last week we had him on. This was Scott Pressler telling you why we really need to win that Wisconsin race.
This is the most consequential election of 2023, Jesse. Why is this important? Because the liberals have already indicated that they're going to put their thumbs on the scale. And that means that Wisconsin, which currently has voter ID, we could lose voter ID going into 2024. We could lose proof of residency, which is required to register to vote in the state of Wisconsin. And I'll remind you that a conservative court here in Wisconsin deemed that unmanned drop boxes are illegal. Meaning if the court flips liberal, you're going to have unmanned drop boxes on every street corner in Green Bay, Eau Claire, Milwaukee, Madison. And it's going to be an arduous uphill battle in order to win Wisconsin and the White House in 2024.
Oh, Jesse, I'm so mad about Trump. I can't believe what they're doing to Trump.
What happened yesterday in Wisconsin may very well make whatever they do to Trump completely irrelevant.
Jesse, I'm done with Trump. We got to move on. Let's go to Heavy D.
Fine, good. Go to Heavy D. Might be completely irrelevant now. Now, it's not your fault. You were already talking about it. I know you already downloaded the app last week when we were trying to drive votes and trying to organize. I'm not pointing fingers at you here. There's nothing more you or I could have done on this. But it was a severe blow we were dealt yesterday. And most of the people in this nation don't even know about it. They don't even know the race happened. And in fact, I would bet you money, 99% of even right-wing TV and radio today has been all about Trump. Trump this and Trump that and Trump this. I am very grateful for you, though. You always spend your time thanking me. I'm very grateful for you that you care enough to know. I have emails like this. Dear Ogre, I mean Oracle, I feel pretty darn defeated. Wisconsin was the only hill to die on, and Republicans took a pass. Anyone in New York today is useless to me. They skipped the fight for a pep rally. I hope it was worth it. I can't believe how envious I am of the commies and their commitment to the winning strategies. Thank you for trying to put out the bat signal, but we are fools led by blind fools. Okay, that's one of them. I have a lot more. Hi, Jesse. Today, I've hit rock bottom. I've sickened over what's going on in our country. I'm on my third bourbon right now. I feel like America is gone. I go to mass every morning and just sit there numb. I'm 65. I never thought I'd feel like this in my retirement. I'm beside myself. Okay, let's pause for just a moment here. Let's give ourselves, because I'm about to be real hard on GOP leadership, but let's make sure we're giving ourselves a bit more grace when it comes to certain things. And I'm going to be hard on us too. But when I talk all the time about blocking and tackling, don't I? Because those are football terms. Blocking and tackling. Why do I bring that up? Well, here's why. When you watch a football game, when I watch a football game, especially as a dude, I can't speak for women, but as a dude, when we watch a football game, inevitably dudes like to try to imagine themselves in the game, right? Same as we do when we watch a James Bond movie. Oh, that's me driving like that. Oh, that's my gadget. Oh, pretty dime on my arm. In a football game, dudes will inevitably, I don't know if women do this, put themselves in the game. Fellas, who are you when you watch football games? The quarterback, right? Man, look at the quarterback under the lights. Or who are you? You're the wide receiver. Look at how fast he is. Oh my gosh, he's on the breakaway touchdown. Oh, the crowd's going crazy. How many football games have you watched in your lifetime? How many times have you ever imagined yourself to be the fat left tackle? Never. You've never once watched that game and saw that 350-pound left tackle and thought, man, that's what I'd like to be. That looks awesome. Guess who gets paid more than anyone else on the field besides probably the quarterback? The left tackle. Why? Because that big lumbering guy, he's not the guy you want to be. It's not sexy. No one's lining up for his autograph after the game, or at least not very many people are. He doesn't get all the major shoe deals. I signed with Gatorade. I run a 4.140. No. He's just out there being one of the most important players on the field, blocking. We love to focus on the presidency. 2024. Go Trump! I love Ron DeSantis! We gotta get rid of Biden! That's the wide receiver position. We don't focus at all on the unsexy parts. Because you're busy, because I'm busy, and because we don't worship politics, and I'm glad you don't. I'm glad I don't. But because we don't worship politics, we want someone else to come in and just kind of fix everything so I can go back to doing, you know, things that aren't politics. And I'm the same way, and I do politics for a living. Believe me, I'm not pointing fingers here. When I'm done on the radio, what do I want to do? Do I go home and begin digging through the Constitution? No! I want to go hang out with my family. I want to eat a pizza. I want to drink a beer that's not Budweiser. I want to do all the normal things you do. I want to go play darts with my friends. I want to screw off. I want to live my life. I don't worship this. You don't worship this. And because we don't worship it, because we don't eat, sleep, and breathe it, we don't do blocking and tackling. In fact, we don't even try to do blocking and tackling. You go find 10 Republican friends of yours from yesterday and ask every one of them if they even knew about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race yesterday that very well may have prevented us from winning the presidency in 2024, and not one of them will know. You know. You listen to the show. You know. You were probably making calls. They don't know. Now, does that mean they're bad people? Of course not. And if that's you that I'm talking to here, does that mean you're a bad person? Of course not. What it means, though, is we need to renew our focus and reset our minds, because the whole world is not New York City. The whole world is not the presidency. The whole world is not Alvin Bragg, Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis. We have to do the basics. We have to block. We have to tackle before we can do the triple wide receiver halfback pass reverse. That's not an actual play, by the way. I just made that up. I totally made that up. In hindsight, I wish I'd done that differently. We have to do the blocking and tackling, and we're currently failing badly. The normie norms, and I know this doesn't apply to you, so it sucks, but the normie norms are killing us out there, and our leadership is killing us out there. Let's address the normie norms in the leadership. Next.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it's the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, and it's time to talk about this. We all focused on Donald Trump. We all focused on Alvin Bragg. We do this all the time with the right. We have a severe savior complex. We want someone to just come fix it all. But that's not how it works. Listen to these emails. This is a national problem. Jesse.
You are wrong. Loved, but wrong. So I was talking about 20% Republican primary turnout. He says 20% primary turnout? Lincoln, Nebraska, second largest metro city in red state, Nebraska. Lincoln had a mayoral and city council election yesterday. More registered Republican voters, but down ballot races ended blue. Why? Overall turnout, 17.92%. And the guy finishes it by saying, tell me again how we are losing this nation, and I'll tell you a story of how we can't wake the dead. Dang, I got another one. Hey, Jesse, I live in Appleton, Wisconsin. Truck driver, not a normie. We have a population of about 122,000 people, 51,000 of which showed up to vote. Pathetic. Largely rural population, young family. They'll show up to vote for Representative Mike Gallagher, a total rhino. We get what we deserve. This is not to beat you down or me down, because I'm not worried about you. This is a wake-up call that you and me, we have a lot of work to do to wake up normie norm. A lot of work to do, because we have so much of this country we can preserve. But our people, your people, my people, man, they are unaware of what is happening out there and how fast it is happening out there. I showed up last night when I got off the air. I got home and a bunch of neighbors were out in the neighborhood last night. The kids were all playing in the street. It's back in the neighborhood. And I love that. It's where I want to live. It's how I want to live. And I walked up to them, and not one of them brought up Wisconsin to me. Every one of them asked me about Trump. Trump, Alvin Bragg. Trump, Alvin Bragg. Trump, is he going to get indicted? Is he going to get arrested? What about Trump? What about Trump? What about Trump? And it's not that Trump doesn't matter, but Trump or DeSantis or whoever becomes irrelevant if Wisconsin does away with voter ID and brings in a bunch of drop boxes in communist hellholes like Madison. It doesn't matter what we do, because we can't win Pennsylvania right now. And if we can't win Pennsylvania, we have to win Wisconsin and sweep virtually all the swing states. And if we just lost Wisconsin yesterday, we may have lost the presidency. And you know who should be out there resigning in disgrace today? The head of the RNC, Ronna McDaniel. She should have today, when we were outraised 14 million to 2 million, she should be resigning in disgrace and going on television and describing why it's her fault. Instead, this is what we get.
But I will say something else. When you're losing by 10 points, there is a messaging issue. And abortion is still an issue. And we can't allow the Democrats to define Republicans and put millions of dollars up in lies and have it go unanswered. Because the lies become the truth if they go unanswered. We have to put the Democrats on the defense on this issue. Talk about the fact that they support gender selection abortions and due date abortions. It was an issue in 2022. The RNC raised the flag. I'm a suburban woman. I know this is an issue. I hear it with my friends, with my young daughter. This is not an issue that's going away for our party in a post-Dobbs world, and we can't put our head in the sand and think it's going to heading into 2024.
You're not a suburban mom. You're the head of the RNC, and you just embarrassed the party nationally with no support for the most critical race in the United States of America. I'm sure you had all kinds of things to say about Trump and Trump's arraignment and it's injustice and Trump yesterday. Meanwhile, Daniel Kelly in Wisconsin was left to the wolves. You want to know how bad it is? You know how conciliatory, what a great word I just used, huge word right there, Michael. You know how conciliatory people always are when they give their speech saying, I lost. Hey, you know, you want to hear how bad it's about to get in Wisconsin and therefore the entirety of America? Listen.
This has been a beautiful, beautiful life here in Wisconsin with all of you. And I wish Wisconsin the best of luck because I think it's going to need it.
Ouch. And the head of the Republican National Committee went on television and whined about abortion. Couldn't be bothered to raise money. Couldn't be bothered to help you and Scott Pressler and all the others get out the vote in the election that we need to win the presidency. Couldn't be bothered to do anything. Instead, goes on TV and parrots that same communist line that, if we just agree to murder babies like them, then we can start winning elections again. Pathetic. We are, right now, a million miles away from having a party that is ready for the big time. Now, that's the bad news. There is so much good out there, though, and actually good news that happened yesterday. Did you know that? Did you know there was great news yesterday, electorally, in this nation? That there are great things happening across this nation? You don't see them because they're not in the bright lights and they're not sexy, but they're happening. We're going to discuss those things. But before we do that, we're going to discuss... Selena Zito is going to join us next, and we're going to discuss the whole Trump versus DeSantis primary thing. What does the arraignment thing mean for Trump? I'm anxious to hear what she has to say. She travels the Rust Belt, the places these guys are going to compete in the primary. What are these people saying? I'm not in there. I'm in Houston. What are they saying? Let's find out next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That music is so Selena Zito. It's so happy and whimsical. Selena Zito, one of the best writers in the country. Highly recommend you subscribe to her newsletter if you want to know what's actually going on in the Rust Belt. Plus, you can read her in virtually every publication in the country, I think. Selena, okay, first, you're the one who travels the back roads. You don't even fly. You travel, you talk to normal people. I know the things I care about are not the things normal people care about. What are normal people saying right now?
About what? They want to turn their television off, not watch the OJ coverage of Donald Trump, and want to get back to things that actually matter to people in terms of their daily lives.
Okay, that's actually why I asked such an open-ended question. I know that we all get mad about the Trump arraignment, and it's horrible, and I get all that. I want to know, is there fatigue with all this out there? Are people done with this kind of endless drama? Even though it's not Trump's fault, are they just sick of it and want to move on? Are they angry? What are they?
They are. They're absolutely done with the drama. They're done with how my profession covers it, which is, I think all of them had like little boxes at the bottom of their screens showing the plane taking off, the plane landing. It was just over the top. And then a month from now, there will have an expert on that will say, we don't understand why everyone's so obsessed with Trump. Well, that's because you have created this sort of entertainment factor in the coverage of the situation. So there is as much blame as anyone to blame my profession for how they have presented his legal problem.
Selena, everything else aside, as far as what it means for the country and all those, setting all that aside, let's just deal with the politics of all of this when it comes to Trump, because Trump did very, very well in your stomping grounds, the Rust Belt, the first time in 2016. Very, very well there. Very popular there. Really spoke to the blue collar worker. Really spoke to the white working class worker who's been neglected in this country forever. Are they still with him? All of them still with him? Half of them still with him? Are they moving on from him?
So there's a nuance here. First of all, I think it's really important to understand, and I recommend people to read my book. You can get it really cheap now. It's called The Great Revolt, Inside the Populist Coalition, Reshaping American Politics. In that, I report on the coalition that formed around him. And this coalition, it takes a coalition to win. There have been parts of that coalition that have broken off and not moved away from being conservatives, but moved away to what has become the cult of Trump. Now, there are two parts of the coalition that will never leave him. Those are the voters that I call the Peroistas. Name them after Ross Perot because they only come out and vote every 100 years. And the voters that have had similar experiences as him that have had, I call them rough rebounders, where they've had multiple divorces, they've had multiple business failures. They are not ideological. They just like that he fights. And I think that we're at the moment where that is the part of the coalition that has really glued to him. The other part of the coalition still liked his policies, still liked what he did as president, but are looking through the windshield. They're not looking in the rearview mirror. And the perfect example is that, and I hope that people go to SelenaZito.com and read the story, was the piece I did out of Pennsylvania just a couple days ago when Ron DeSantis came to town. All the grassroots activists that are very involved in Pennsylvania politics were there, and they even had the red MAGA hats on, but they were giving him standing ovation after standing ovation and told me they were ready to move on.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is why we have Selena Zito on. That really surprises me because I have been under the impression that Trump is comfortably ahead as far as a primary goes and that this whole indictment nightmarish scenario for him probably seals the deal or maybe seals the deal. Not that Trump supporters dislike DeSantis. I just figured they still were sticking with Trump. That would have been my guess. You're saying that's not necessarily the case?
No, that's not necessarily the case. And I think that's what happens when we spend too much time assessing public opinion on Twitter. So, not meaning you, but just in general, right? The polls show Trump comfortably ahead. I suspect we'll see him pump comfortably ahead for at least another month. But then, these voters are aspirational, right? They want to be part of something bigger than themselves. And the constant listing of the grievances makes a lot of these voters feel like they're celebrating Festivus every time he comes on and gives a speech.
Okay, so too much looking in the rearview mirror, not enough in the windshield. Okay, well, let's talk about the voters then for a second. Again, we're speaking with Selena Zito, great writer. Go to SelenaZito.com and sign up for her newsletter. Selena, voters, I know they're mad at everything right now, understandably so. But that anger is not manifesting itself in local races. It's not manifesting itself in primaries. If anything, it looks like the GOP voter is as apathetic now as I've ever seen. Am I wrong or am I right? And no matter what, if I'm right, why?
I warned about this about 3 weeks ago about Wisconsin, the single most important race in the country this year. And Republicans fell flat. There was no buy-in from the National Republican Party. There was no sort of getting people excited and making people and educating people and understanding why this is so important. Voter ID is going to be gone. And in Wisconsin, that matters. They're going to be able to bring those busloads because it's same day registration in Wisconsin. They're going to be bringing those voters back up from Chicago on election day like they did before voter ID. And Republicans are in a whole lot of hurt. They're probably also going to lose their majority in the House because of this election, the Supreme Court election. It was an utter failure from top to bottom.
Good grief. Okay, so what excites them? What will get them back to the polls? We need them back. We need them awake and energized. How much worse can it get before they get energized? What's it going to take?
It's not that hard. People like to be part of something bigger than themselves. People that are, people thought Donald Trump won in 2016 because voters were angry. No, that's not why. They won because he was aspirational. He said we all the time. It was about people. It wasn't about him. They need a candidate that speaks to voters about all of us, and meaning I'm going to take you to a better place, and talks about character and competency. That's what voters are looking for. I saw traces of that in DeSantis's speech in Pennsylvania. He never used the word I. He said the word we all the time.
Selena Zito, go sign up for her newsletter, selenazito.com. You are the best. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, brother.
That surprises me. That didn't go. We got Michael sitting in for Chris tonight. He's off. That didn't go the way I thought it was going to go, Michael. Did you see that coming? I didn't see that coming. Huh. Well, lesson learned. Hey, that's why we have her on. Get new perspectives. All right. We're not done yet. Apparently, I'm being banned from owning an elephant, and I've got an issue with that, and we'll discuss that in just a moment. Also, the Air Force is apparently going to get really fat. Before we get to that, maybe that's a perfect segue into we need to be strong and healthy. I am not lecturing you. I eat terribly. I'm not lecturing you. Believe me, I never would. But I'm trying to get better. I'm working out more. I'm drinking more water. I'm getting better sleep. My male vitality stack from Chalk is making a difference in my life and how I feel and how I work and what kind of father I am. Just more energy. You know what it feels like to have energy at 4 p.m? Fellas, go get a male vitality stack from Chalk. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Ladies, female vitality stack. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Go now.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Reminding you, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All those can be emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. They just introduced a bill in New York to ban people from owning hyenas, rhinoceroses, elephants, and whales. And I've got to be honest, I want a pet whale. I didn't even know that was an option. What, Michael, they're supposed to be very, very smart animals. What do you mean? What do you put it? I would need a big pool or something, or a extra big pool, or maybe I'll buy a house on the beach somewhere, all a nice beachside house somewhere, and I will name my whale, and then I'll go out and I'll ride him around sometimes. And you have it. How much fun would it be? And totally low maintenance. It's not like you have to feed him. He's going to go eat a fish or sharks or whatever it is that whales eat. I want a whale. I don't think I want an elephant. And initially I thought I would want an elephant. I thought that would be cool because elephants are so cool and they're such intelligent creatures. I was thinking about the cleanup, and there'd be a lot of cleanup. I feel like there would be a lot of cleanup. A hyena would be really cool though. Think how that would look. Think Think if someone broke in your home and instead of staring down a weapon, he's looking at an angry hyena. They have one of the strongest bites in the animal kingdom. They can bite through bones and they're big and ugly. Plus, I like hyenas. You know why I like hyenas? I'll get back to politics in a second. I'm going off on something. You know why I like hyenas? I'll tell you why. Hyenas get a bad rap. And I've talked about this before. You know, there's this thing out there. It's known in society as hot chick privilege. Everyone knows what this is. If you're one of the various dimes who listen to the show, you've enjoyed hot chick privilege your entire life. Boys were nicer to you. Teachers were nicer to you. Probably get promotions at work easier. It just pays to be a dime, right? It pays to be a dime. Being a dime opens up more doors for you. People love beautiful people. It's just the way it is. This is what's hurt the hyena. Whenever you see one of these nature shows and the hyenas are clashing with the lions, you've never once rooted for the hyena. Why is that? Did the hyenas do something to you? Did the lions do something for you? No. You don't know either of those things. You've never talked to any of them. You don't know anything about them. But the lion is such a beautiful, majestic creature. You look at it and you're in awe. And the hyena looks like it should be starring on The View. And that's why you don't like the hyenas. That's why. And because I'm a champion of the poor, because I'm a champion of the downtrodden, I'm team hyena. Screw the lions. That's what I have to say. Now, before we get to, well, the emails, and before we get to the fat Air Force, and before we go on another, you voted for this spree, let's do just acknowledge this. We won a bunch of school board races yesterday. Did you know that? I mean, you didn't know because they were in Wisconsin and they're not sexy. You didn't see them on Fox News. But Americans are beginning, it's just the beginning, to organize and start taking back the school board races. And I know those aren't pretty. I know you're not going to have a bumper sticker on your car. Yes, Kelly for school board. I'm not running for school board, by the way. But the communists churn out 4 million new college graduates every single year. They are getting reinforcements every single year because they took over the education system. And now we have 22-year-old after 22-year-old after 22-year-old who hates America and has a bunch of rings in his face. He's graduating and entering the workforce and being an activist trying to destroy the country. But we are beginning to change that. We are beginning to cut off his supply lines. We are taking back school boards. Parents are pulling their kids out of these garbage government schools and they're homeschooling. We are beginning. It's just the beginning, but we are beginning to have wins out there. Yes, I know we have years to go and years to go and years to go. I know all those things. But again, like we've been talking about extensively on the show, we want to run, but we're not ready yet. We got to crawl. We have to crawl. This is the beginning. We're starting to crawl. You are becoming an activist. You're working on these school board races or running for them yourself, running for city council, running for sheriff. You're moving. You're packing up. Jesse, I'm leaving New York. I'm moving to Tennessee. I get emails like this every single day. We are beginning to do the things that will preserve, maybe not all of America. I'm not going to be pie in the sky and tell you that. Oh, we'll be fine. No, we might be totally screwed. But we have huge portions of this country we can preserve if we start getting serious about it. And we are starting to get serious. Do we have a long way to go? Yep. But I do want to give a shout out to the Bronx's very own AOC for once again putting out an ad to parents in this country, waking them up.
I was on the floor of a debate around some of their work in trying to ban books, and they call it parental rights, but they try to package this and use misdirection to say, we want parents to be more involved and have more of a say in their school. Well, if you want that, maybe let's create a society where parents aren't working two jobs so that they can be more involved with their kids in school.
I want AOC to go on television every single day and talk about schooling and parents and things like that, because you want to motivate normal people, normie Norm, like you and I are trying to do every day. Wake up, Norm! AOC is one of the best ways to do this. One of the best ways to do this. All right. Feel like making fun of Chicago? It might hurt a little because I love Chicago. Chicago is one of my favorite cities. But Chicago did something not so great yesterday. And I told you it was coming, so you won't be surprised. But Chicago did something not so great. And we're going to talk about you voted for this. That's always fun, isn't it? Before we do that, let us do remember, there's no harm in getting faster and deadlier with your weapon, but there may be a whole lot of harm in not being able to shoot. In fact, it might cost you your life or the life of somebody you love. We have a society now that is circling the drain, to put it mildly, especially when it comes to crime. In Chicago, another pro-crime guy just got elected. That's more violent criminals out in the streets, crisscrossing the United States of America. Maybe coming soon to a theater near you. Have you practiced with your Mantis X today? Or this week, at least? Once a week. That's not a lot. You dry fire practice in your home or at your office. Do it with friends. Do it with family. They'll put you through drills. They will get you faster, deadlier, ready to go. So if, God forbid, that day ever comes, you're ready. You'll be more ready than he is. Are you going to be? Go to MantisX.com and get yours today, all right? MantisX.com. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.